That was Elaine.
She's amazing.
Brav. Oh. Stunning.
How do you feel about it in general?
I'm really shocked. She's South African. She's got such a global feel.
She
nice
does.
Package sound. Elaine, we love you.
We love you.
Come visit us. I like your album art.
Yeah, it's cool.
I've also got a mirror here.
It's got some it's got some grain filter that I really fuck with.
Wait, grain filters are only gonna date your photos. Don't use the grain filter.
But it looks nice.
For now. For now. Now. Then you're gonna be like looking at your picture. Oh, we're doing this grain thing. Oh, no.
Okay. How do you feel about our other producer?
Fire.
Okay. Okay. Happy I introduced someone to you guys.
Yeah, Zinji, that's very rare for somebody to bring me some good ass new music. It's good. You got a nice ear, Z.
Good.
I think. Well, you
said I am. Thanks.
We need more data points.
Okay. So let's move on to what's happening to the socials right now.
Did you see that list?
Oh, yeah.
The top 10 worst rappers list.
I did.
It's funny. Let me tell you guys.
Okay.
Number 10, worst rapper ever, Stilo Makolita. I think he's number one. Number 9, Sumko's former client, Breeze. 8, Boity. 7, Stone from Bongo Muffin. 6, Ma'e. 5, Sean Pages. 4, Ndugza. 3, Muzli. 2, Big Zulu. 1, Faith. That's our top 10 worst rappers list in South Africa.
Who did the list?
I don't know.
Yeah, we need to get
some guy. Some guy. Let's argue. Hashtag let's argue. Some guy was bored on Twitter.
It's contentious, bruv. Like,
I mean,
I don't know, but who would you say that doesn't belong on that list?
I don't know all of them, but I don't think Boity belongs here. Right. I think she's good. I don't know much about rap, but I do think she's good.
Here's the thing. I listen to, just by the nature of this show and the people I hang around, a lot of people's music. Like, I've heard worse music from everybody that is not on this list, from a lot more people that are not on this list.
Mm.
So it's always a subjective thing.
Mm.
Is this a rap, like rapper, like MC?
It's a rapper MC, yeah.
Like, lyrical, flow, whatever, cadence, all of that.
Yeah.
Faith is considered a rapper.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the fact that she's number one in the top 10 worst rappers is like, you're considering her as a rapper in the first place.
Yeah, but in this South Africa, in this world, you are whatever you want to be, man.
I guess I identify as a white old man.
Without the privilege.
Yes, without the privilege.
Yeah, he's right. Okay, you guys done with that?
We're done with that.
All right, let's go to socials. So today I want to talk about how they're saying Burna Boy can footsack.
How do you feel about that? Do you think he should footsack?
He should.
Why?
Because I feel like he came for AKA, which is not my issue.
Wait, so what happened?
Okay.
So what happened is Burna Boy is performing at which event?
Some event.
And here in South Africa. And even on the poster, he's the one in front.
Yeah.
So people are saying
arts and culture paid for it.
You know?
Are we?
So people are saying it doesn't make sense how he said, I'm never going to step foot in SA ever again, but turns around and gets paid and says, oh, we are one, we are united, we are Africans, South Africa, I'll be there. Like, not even a month later of what he said.
Yeah, so basically, he didn't break any laws.
One. Yeah.
He said something, then went back against his word.
Yeah.
And then people are mad.
Yeah.
And then it's, so they're like, no, what, the main thing, Mina, I see out of all of this, which is the most important thing, is that these guys from Pretoria, who are like a bunch of musicians and event organizers, came together and were like, no, I think it's unfair that we're always sending proposals and budgets to the government, to the arts and culture department, and they'd never fund us. Mm. And then comes these international people who have this thing and they're funding them, and the headliner is not even South African.
Yeah.
The headliner is Nigerian. So it seems like the government only wants to put money when it's international.
Mm-hmm.
At that fight, I'm completely with them.
I am too.
Burna Boy must take a backseat to our local artists. Because in any economy, the government must regulate how international players play in that market. Yeah, well, I am totally for that. Other than that, Burna Boy has a passport.
Question.
Yeah.
Question. So, would you not want to apply that across the board in terms of all economic right. sectors as opposed to just like the wide way?
No, but like this guy is speaking for his sector. This guy is in the entertainment sector. He was speaking for his sector. This is what's happening in our sector.
No, like I get it, but I'm saying is like if the economy, like if we look at South Africa's economy, like would you say it's more of a local economy or like it has like foreign companies who participate in this local economy?
There's very few things that are made and headquartered from South Africa globally. A lot of our companies are international. Maybe bar your retail sector, which your Pick and Pays, but anything else that we buy inside Pick and Pay usually comes from an international company.
Coca-Cola. Yeah, I would say it's probably just like a reinforcement of just maybe like the current behavior, like the current state of
it, economy. It is. Bad,
like
it
like
is.
How we are valued.
It is, and what I'm saying is that these guys were raising that on a mainstream level, because it went up to the news on a mainstream level. They were saying this is what's happening in our industry.
Sure.
We need to fix it, and we're boycotting this because of that. We're trying to speak as a voice, and I'm totally behind that as a creative as well as an artist.
But he also brought to light xenophobic attacks that weren't actually happening.
Hey, bro.
Open up, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he retweeted a couple of fake things. It's like, so you guys old. Are keeping... But you need
did,
to understand
did
that...
He know it's
don't fake. Single... He didn't know. Don't single him out because he didn't know. Okay. It's stuff that was flowing around on the internet. And you can imagine if somebody... If you see videos of Nigerians killing 10 South Africans in that content, even if it's fake at the time and your emotions go crazy, because how can they be killing my brothers and sisters? About type of thing. Just to show you on a national stage at college, we used to go to college with these Norwegian chicks, and I don't remember whether you remember this one gunman went into a camp and shot up all of these kids at a Christian camp in Norway. When I got to school that morning, all of the Norwegians were crying. They were all crying because for them, they were, it happened in my country.
No, so I get the outrage.
Yeah.
So I totally get it. But it was within the context that he said it in. He was talking about the xenophobic tags, how he's not going to come back in South Africa, all in one setting.
Yeah, but
it was a mouthful.
That was because he thought his people were being killed on our streets.
But he's been here before.
Yeah, but
for
a
while, a good while. And for him to be like, yo, what's happening? As if he doesn't know what is actually happening in South Africa. Yes, there are xenophobic attacks, but they're not as brutal as, you know, they may seem sometimes, even though they are. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So he made it seem like, yo, what's happening right now is just we have no care of our own brothers and sisters as well. We're just going ahead and burning people. And that's not what was happening.
Burner boy.
So it didn't make me feel comfortable because
so basically you're a xenophobic feminist.
Never. I like joking. My African brothers and sisters.
So would you date a Nigerian?
So what's contentious is like the tweet that's wrong and then him accepting a job
or
in South Africa like a month afterwards.
Yeah, because he said from his own fingers.
Sure.
That I'm never setting foot again in South Africa because of these xenophobic attacks. Now it's like, why are you coming back? Or have they calmed down? Have you seen Uguti? This was fake news, and AKA was saying apologize. And I'm not saying he must apologize, but he must put everything into context like he did when he called out certain things. If you're gonna say there's xenophobic attacks happening, this. Call it out again, would see, by the way, this was fake news, even though I feel a certain type of way. And then I think as South Africans, I think we embrace any culture. I think we're good at that. So we're not trying to... Yes, we do. It's just that maybe in the way that it's done, it's not as welcomed as it should be, but we're very embraceful. There's so many cultures in South Africa as a whole.
I'm a Shangan.
I get.
No,
it's because I don't like them being called like that because they don't like being called like that. So that's why I said Ike. Not because I don't embrace them.
I'm saying that because it's what somebody will be visiting from Limpopo and they speak whatever language.
Tonga,
yeah.
There's quite a lot. So whatever language from Limpopo. And because the person is here, he's never been outside of KZN, they'll be like, ah.
But that's different. KZN is different. But those KZN is very...
No. It's not, because that's the same energy you come with the xenophobic attacks with.
No.
It's tricky.
Listen to what I'm saying. KZN does come with this energy of, if it's not isiZulu, I'm not learning it, I'm not embracing it.
Sure.
And I'm saying, as South African, as a country as a whole, we embrace certain cultures, but there are certain people within a certain province. We do.
I think on TV.
We do. No, not on TV. Okay.
It's exactly why, like, Mbuyiseni Ndlozi on the Twitter streets has been like, fuck this Rugby World Cup win.
Yeah,
South Africa is not united. It's all the things you're saying, I think, are part of that brand South Africa. Hey,
yeah.
we're unique. But if you look, people are suffering, bro. People are struggling to make ends meet. And that's making people not be nice people.
Let me make an example. It's like when you're a family that doesn't struggle, but all of a sudden one of your cousin's mom dies and you have to take the cousin in. You're going to embrace the cousin, but now it's going to put you in a defense mode or in a protective mode. Ukuthi, this is my mom. This is my family. Before you start saying, okay, cool. Hey, my cousin lives with us and he's a part of us now. That's how we start off. We start off overprotective. It is a country at the end of the day. So we're not going to say, sure, come in, sure. It's like, whoa, why are you here? Before we embrace you. But it's not like when once people are here, we say, we kind of learn to live with them and just learn to embrace
them. You know what we should do? We should build a wall.
Anyway, some guy named Teaser on Twitter said, Julius Malema once said Duduzane Zuma is not a proper South African citizen. This guy's English. But the Nigerian guy insulting and threatening South African citizens is his brother. Kota Kubean believing in this flip-flopping clown. Don't think that's what Malema means, guys.
Yeah. Anyway, is that it? The social streets?
Yeah, that's it right now. Not much is going on, so I guess that's it.
Yeah. For me, just overall, in terms of like the whole xenophobic thing, it's like, like the whole xenophobic whatnot and like how we engage and interact and expectations, etc. It's like, yeah, like we naturally tribal in terms of like just, like it's normal. First, you're going to start when, like how you say, when you're going to be apprehensive when something comes into the house.
Yeah, that's your territory. There's a certain way
that, but in it, so we all naturally, that's like a human thing, all thingy tribal about it. So now if you have that as I could say probably maybe like a fundamental part of what it is to be human, nah? But in terms of how we live, we try to live in an open society, in inverted commas, where even though we tribal, there's a diversification in terms of the people that come together and interact and whatever about it. So then you have to think, okay, so what's going to keep all these people together and productive? Then you think it's ideas. So there the idea of nationality and state and all of these things come into play to say, okay, so we're going to unify all these groups under this idea of state and whatever. But like, if it's not, like, you have to build from somewhere. Like, I think first, if you look at, like, Dubai and whatnot, like, how they handle outside foreigners and how if you do business there and all of these things that they instill in their law and whatever in to protect the actual people. But again, in terms of diversification, they're not really that diverse,
right?
Yeah, but any, so it's easier to have those. Control. Yeah, but it's easier to have those things now here, where it's like it's an open market. Pretty much,
there's a little bit of everyone.
It's tricky, like it's trickier to instill, like to find
blanket culture.
Yeah. Where you can say Uguti any. So you have to look at like, I say the nuance. Like for me, it's more, it's cultural differences as opposed to, even if I look at like a racist thing. No, wait.
No.
If I had to, wait. Just wait. If I had to look, I need a specific example, but. If I had to look into something that would normally be branded racist, for me it's like maybe there's, instead of racism, there's a nuance in cultural exposure in terms of there's something that they don't get or we're not getting because of this, we're not exposed to each other. And that is, that translates or is perceived as racism. Yeah, but in, because it means something else here. But because there's no interaction and we don't have that understanding. Because, I mean, as diverse the country is, we still pretty much lean, our interactions between are very much defined based on our, like, social structure, economic base, etc., etc. So it's not like we all go into the same parties.
Yeah,
but you're going to go to a party and it's only predominantly this, or predominantly this, It's not as mixed as it is. So it's tricky. Like, it's tricky.
Yeah. I totally understand you. And I get where you're coming from. So, thank you so much for tuning into the show with us, guys. Silo, anything you want to say?
No, I think we should play one more song before we leave, though. Oh. At least one more song.
What song do you want to play?
I don't know. What did Minnie make us play?
Okay.
We just come from the triple threat now. And then, okay, we're going to play music that Minnie said we should play now.
Okay.